everyone. Welcome to the Applied Clinical Trials podcast. I am Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials. On this episode of the podcast, I speak with Dejan Abidoye, Head of Solid Tumors Oncology Development with AbbVie. Dejan and I discuss a number of topics around diversity in clinical research, including the industry's greatest challenges in reaching diverse patient populations, personalized treatment methods, recruitment strategies, and much more. First off, Dejan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Andy. I really appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you. And definitely, once again, thanks for the invitation.
Of course. So to set the stage for most of our conversation today, what do you think are currently some of the clinical research industry's biggest challenges when it comes to reaching diverse patient populations?
That's a great question, a really great question. I would say, some of the challenges that we see with regards to, reaching diversity in clinical research industry, cuts across several different disease areas. Some of them are specific to the specific disease in question. Others are pretty broad. And so if we were to pick, let's say, for instance, lung cancer, which is the most commonly diagnosed cancer as an example, there are several challenges. There are challenges that are specific with regards to the administration and execution of lung cancer trials, and there are ones that are also really specific with regards to the diverse population. Talking specifically about lung cancer trials, first and foremost, a lot of these healthcare providers and investigators who run these trials are increasingly burdened by the complexity of the lung cancer treatment landscape. 10, 15, 20 years ago, when a patient received the diagnosis of lung cancer, it was a question of surgery, if the tumor was felt to be resectable, or chemotherapy, if the tumor was felt to be unresectable. Now, for a lot of these advanced unresectable tumors, the application of biomarker testing, while it certainly provided a huge advantage in terms of the treatment options for patients, it's also come with a fair amount of complexity. And we see that right now. And so certainly challenges with regards to that complexity of the treatment landscape, access to a lot of this biomarker testing now is becoming a challenge for a lot of patients and for a lot of healthcare providers. When we think of the geography of a lot of these patients with regards to treatment, their ability to be able to access a lot of these institutions, whether it be in the community setting versus the tertiary setting, the academic settings, does represent some challenges for a lot of patients. And then last but not least, and certainly more important, is the diversity of the populations that we see today who are diagnosed with lung cancer. There's a lot of biases and assumptions that go into the willingness to participate in a clinical trial. You see some of these biases and assumptions amongst HCPs, which may limit their willingness to have discussions around clinical trials to certain patient groups. The patients themselves sometimes have issues with regards to trust, whether it be with regards to the healthcare community or pharmaceutical companies as a whole. And we also see lack of diversity. As we talk about lack of diversity in terms of clinical trial participation by patients, there's also somewhat of a lack of diversity amongst healthcare providers and trialists that also play a role in this. So overall, there are challenges that we see across the board, both with regards to the disease setting, but also with regards to the diversity in the populations themselves.
Now I want to get into a point that you brought up earlier on in your answer with biomarker testing. I want to move there. So how can biomarker testing be used to better personalize treatments and identify candidates who might benefit from early interventions?
Another great question. So getting back to the example of lung cancer, as I mentioned earlier, lung cancer sits as an example of the evolution of the oncology treatment landscape to where we're now better characterizing the predictability of treatment options for patients, leading to better outcomes. As I mentioned earlier, when a patient is diagnosed with unresectable lung cancer, historically had been chemotherapy. Today, we see a lot of these treatment segments divided based upon biomarker testing, whether it be if a patient is what we refer to as EGFR, or which is a mutation which is commonly now seen in non-small cell lung cancer, whether the patient has a mutation or doesn't have a mutation, actually defines some of the treatment options that are available for these patients, in addition to their access not only for chemotherapy, but for immunotherapy. Previously, this was all done by histology, but now this is actually being done by a whole spectrum of various biomarker testings that include multi-panel comprehensive genomic sequencing, and all of these are critical to be able to inform treatment decisions. These biomarkers not only allow us to better predict which patient is most likely to respond to a particular treatment option, but what is the expected overall outcome with regards to their disease? For some patients, though, with less biomarker testing and access, or biomarkers that are currently not actionable by treatment, the best treatment option is always going to be within a clinical trial.
Hey, great. So now I want to follow on that and get into, some more specific things with AbbVie. How is AbbVie expanding awareness around biomarker testing and using it to better reach diverse patient populations?
Absolutely. I mean, AbbVie recognizes the importance of this with regards to the importance of biomarker testing and the understanding biology of oncology as we think about ourselves as an oncology leader. These treatment guidelines recommend a multi-panel biomarker testing, but this testing is not yet ubiquitous across the globe, and even less so in these diverse populations. Some of the things that AbbVie is doing is really taking a leadership approach within R&D to be focused on precision medicine. In addition to that, and especially for areas like lung cancers, providing that opportunity for biomarker testing within a lot of our clinical trials, when testing or at least access to testing might not be available otherwise. Some of the other things that AbbVie is doing is taking measures to better support education of healthcare providers in the field, such as lung cancer, which has become increasingly complex, highlighting disparities in biomarker testing in diverse populations to help encourage testing. And they're really partnering with advocacy groups and other groups like local community centers, churches, to educate patients about the disease, specifically with regards to lung cancer, some of the biomarkers that occur that actually could provide very viable treatment options for patients.
Hey, great. Now I want to transition a bit into kind of a different topic here. Most of who we speak with, and most of our audience here at ACT are ClinOps professionals, so I'm sure this question will strike a chord with them. But in your view, what are some best practices for stakeholders to keep in mind when developing patient recruitment strategies?
It's another great question. Another great question. I think it's, looking across the approach that AbbVie's taken, I think it's important that as we think about ways in which we can develop recruitment strategies, the patient has to be at the center. And so incorporating, patients' voices early to help inform clinical trial design is important based off of the diverse patient experience. We also think, actively partnering with diverse communities is going to be critical across the board with regards to developing those strategies that are going to be important when we think about enrollment. One of the things that we have at AbbVie right now is something we refer to as Project Admire, which is really critical in actively partnering with diverse communities and seeking diversity and perspectives to help destigmatize trials and support greater inclusivity for patients, as well as for healthcare providers and some of our investigators who participate in these clinical trials. And then last but not least, supporting patient participation in areas where patients may be experiencing financial barriers that would potentially may impact their willingness or their ability to be able to participate in clinical trials. These are just some of the things that AbbVie's looking at, by and large, there's a lot more that AbbVie's looking to do to really be able to really promote and encourage more diversity in clinical trials.
And then for this last question here, looking forward in 5 years or whatever amount of time in the future, what do you hope the industry can accomplish in moving towards greater diversity in clinical trials?
Well, the hope, obviously, over the next 5 years is that we see much more inclusion of diverse populations. We think this is critical when we think about developing medicines across the board that are really going to provide value to patients, irrespective of diversity. Improving in biomarker testing rates across diverse populations is going to be key. We think this will better support treatment decisions for more people, both within and outside of clinical trials. In addition to that, efforts to support greater diversity amongst clinical trialists, investigational sites is going to be important. We hope that this results in improved trial participation from diverse communities. And then last but not least, I would say, improved understanding of the genetic differences in diseases amongst different populations, informing how we go about these clinical trials, is also going to be critical.
All right, great. Well, once again, Dejin, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining me today. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you, Andy, and thanks once again for the invitation. It was great to be with you today.